Folks, Dan Frio here with your market update for February 19th, 2025. So rates turned the corner yesterday. They went back up. So we're back up into the 7% ranges. So what's happening behind the scenes? So today, what we're going to talk about in today's news, right through here, the first thing we're going to talk about is home starts. They decreased by to 1.33 million. That's not helping, going to help affordability when it comes to housing. The next thing is home prices could turn negative in 2025 for the first time in, I don't know how long. And then we have we're going to see how the equity markets are faring with a lot of these things in the background that we're seeing right through here with the all the tariffs and the overseas activities and so forth. So let's get to it with today's agenda. So on the news front, we have today, it is Wednesday, February 19th. We have building permits just came in. And here's what's startling the markets right now. We have housing starts month over month. Last reading, it was up 16.1%. Now it's down almost 10%. That's a 26-point swing. That's a huge move. So when it comes to home affordability, if there's less home, there's going to be more price competition, and you're not going to see a decrease in home prices. But when you go over to this section right here, it's saying, well, could home prices turn negative this year? So what they're predicting right now, they're saying home prices are most likely going to end the year up about 2%. And I've been calling that for the last 2 or 3 years. A lot of people have been saying the market's going to crash. And here's the data that we have behind it. Last year, we were up another 4 to 5%. I said the markets were going to be completely flat over the last 2 years. And I think that's what we saw. I also predicted mortgage rates would be about 6.5% last year and this year. We're getting there, folks. I'm about 0.5% off. I'd rather be off on that than off on this, where people were expecting the housing market to crash maybe 20, 30, 40%. So I'm glad I wasn't on that in that angle. And that information has been wrong so far. So let's get over to what's going on right now. Mortgage rates upticked a little bit, not keeping the trend that we had over the last few trading days. Here's what that trend looks like. Here's the MBS market. This is a reason why people follow me, is to figure out what's going on with rates. So if you're following me for rates, why don't you follow me for your application and to get you into that new mortgage? Because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So I'm actually a mortgage lender. I'd love to help you. And I'm licensed in all 50 states. So I'll give you all my information at the end of this video to explain the one application, one credit pool, and 30 lender thing. So here's what happened in the market over the last 5 trading days. Okay, so here's what you need to focus in on. A lot of people, they call in and say, Dan, what's the rate? What's the rate? What's the rate? And then they do that every day. And then if you locked in right here, say your mortgage advisor said, okay, let's lock in. This is all the way down to the left right here. Okay, this was last Wednesday when the CPI number came out, and the markets just went bonkers. Okay, mortgage rates spiked, the Dow Jones plummeted, and this is what we saw. Then over the next 2 trading days, we ended up all the way back up to here. And this is where we locked in our clients. We didn't lock them in down here. As this chart goes up, what you have to understand is rates are coming down. So if you lock way down here, maybe reach out to me. Let me know what your rate is. We could probably beat it today. So this is why people use me, not only just to track the rates daily for this purpose, but actually to track it for your purposes as well. So that's what we're looking at so far in the news that we have so far. So let's go back to the economic agenda that we have for the today and the rest of the week. Today we had building permits, housing starts, and housing starts month over month. These numbers came in pretty bad, folks. Okay, what the markets are waiting for right now, though, is the FOMC meetings. This is going to come out and tell us what exactly the Federal Reserve discussed at their last meeting. It's going to give us all the details. So people kind of break into that, look over it and say, is there anything here we didn't really realize? I don't think they're going to find any surprises there. Then tomorrow we have continued jobless claims and initial jobless claims. And then there's really no data the rest of the week. So today and tomorrow, it might be market movers expecting the continued jobless claims, but we'll focus in on that once tomorrow gets there. So over through here, here's what we're seeing on housing starts. This is actually puts the numbers into numbers for you. Last reading, we had a seasonally adjusted home starts at 1.336 million. This is 10% below where it was the previous month. So that's not good news when it comes to home affordability, because we need more homes So there's more competition and so forth. So that's what we're seeing through there. And then Coldwell Banker says, could home prices turn negative this year? They could. Some markets are going to be negative and some markets are not going to be negative. You have to know your market specifically if you're looking to buy. So that's what we talk about on a daily basis. Let's get back over to the bond market. Here's what happened to the bond market. Like I said, let's just go to what's going on today. So the market is down 3 ticks on the MBS. What does the MBS stand for? Mortgage-backed securities. So what happens is mortgage lenders, is like us, we bundle up or we sell our loans to like an investment firm. They bundle up into bonds and they sell them as a mortgage-backed security. So this is what we follow to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, because this is actually how mortgage rates are created, with the mortgage-backed security yield. So it's down 3 ticks today. That means mortgage rates aren't really going to go anywhere. So we'll stay above 7% for today. Let's get over the CME FedWatch tool, because the Federal Reserve is meeting in 28 days. What are they going to do? They're not going to do anything, folks. Let's go down through here. Oh, let's refresh it to see what happened there. Need to get some new data. So this is coming in saying the probability of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. Well, right now we have a federal funds rate, and this is what you have to understand. The Federal Reserve only controls what's called the federal funds rate. Right now that federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5 right through here. These are the dates of the next meetings all the way through the end of 2026 for the Federal Reserve. So it's basically saying that they're not going to change rates until probably about August or September. In regards to cuts. So this is what the markets are telling us from the CME FedWatch tool. We're going to have to see how all this plays out. And that's why you guys need to join me every day. So that is my news for the day. Now, who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer at People's Bank and Trust. We are actually a federal licensed bank. That gives me a license to lend anywhere in the country. But we're also a unique entity in that we are also a mortgage brokerage. And that's why I joined their team. They're at 30 lenders right now and growing. So what our goal here is to help facilitate you guys if you're out there looking to buy that first house, or maybe even looking to refinance, or maybe you're looking to buy an investment property. Here's what we do. You come to me. I can give you products that we have at the bank, or I can use products from 30 other lenders. Yes, these are credit unions, they're mortgage lenders, they're banks. I can use all their products and their rates to help you guys. So if you have the ability and you know the business and you're like, Dan, I don't need any help. I know how to do this and I'm good. God bless you. But if you really need help, if you haven't done this before, or maybe you're just like, okay, Dan, I just want somebody who really knows what they're doing and they can also track rates for me, that I don't have to do this on a daily basis, please reach out to us. First thing I need you to do, though, if you're looking to buy that first house or maybe looking to refinance, go to optoutprescreener.com. This is a public service announcement, basically. You sign up for the do not call list. And it works kind of, but check out this. We'll stop what's called trigger leads. So what happens is when I pull your credit, the credit agencies will sell your financial data to other institutions. Then you'll start getting call after call after call after call of people. They don't really know what you're looking to do. They just know you got a mortgage credit pull. So they know you're looking for a mortgage. So they're going to kind of promise you the world and everything else. I talked to a gentleman yesterday. He's like, man, I wish I'd known that before I called you, Dan, because after I called you and you pulled my credit, I got like 20 calls and half of the people were just rude and pushy. So if you want to avoid that, please go to optoutprescreener.com. So now who am I? What do I do? Well, this is me, folks. And our number is back. But if you want to reach out to me, go to therateupdate.com. You can reach out to me three different ways, actually four. One, you can put in your application right up through there. I really don't like people doing that. I'd rather talk to you, schedule a consultation with me right here, or give us a call. I'll scroll down and our phone number is active again. It's been 2 weeks since I've been messing with this thing. So our phone number is back up, 844-775-5626. Or if you'd like to reach out to me personally, just email me at dan@therateupdate.com. Please give me your information. Leave your name and phone number as well as your question. Love to call you and just go over that question and maybe other questions that you have. So thanks so much for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And I'll be back later today at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.